You know what's great about this podcast, though? Today.
What?
It's an all black cast. So I can get my shit off. Get that shit off. Cause it's black power time.
We back.
It's black power time.
Oh my god.
I wonder.
Oh my god. This is gonna be the
It was just a joke. It was just a joke.
Oh, thank you.
It was just a joke.
You
have me scared for
I
don't know what's kind of mad at
you. He might not take it as a joke. It was just a joke. Oh my god, it
scared me. Gunshots, damn it.
They saw
it
was fired.
Gunshots, damn it. Hey! Damn it. Yes! Yes! The revolution that started, yeah!
Ham is protesting on
everything.
Yes!
Yes! Damn it! Yes!
Games!
We back, damn it! Real AKA Truth is here, damn it!
Tired!
God damn it, it's black power time!
Finally!
Let's go! Fuck all these crackers! Yes!
Really?
Yes.
Oh my god.
We are here. I don't know what episode it is, and I don't give a damn. Real AKA Truth is here.
Oh my lord.
Yes. This is your host, Muff. I'm here. Introduce yourself, newcomer. You've been here before, though.
Yes, it's your girl T Alexis.
And we got one of the original members back.
T-Y.
Welcome back, T-Y.
Back.
Welcome back.
Good to be back at such a beautiful time.
Yes.
In history.
Yes. God damn it, 2020 is the shit.
We ain't taking shit.
We ain't taking no more shit. Yes. I love it.
Oh,
this podcast is going to be lit.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, it's gonna be lit. It is hot as hell in here, but it's gonna be lit.
They burning the country up right now.
Yes.
Exactly. They done burnt the whole police station up.
Oh my god.
And we don't care.
And then they sued the police department for civil charges.
And they bringing the other three up on second degree murder charges.
And you know what we doing?
You weren't out there protesting.
I'm protesting now. Gunshots to these niggas, man.
Damn. Oh, my God, boy.
Okay, but we are back, man. I have missed y'all. I feel like I have not podcasted in forever.
Sheesh.
Let me go ahead and get the elephant out in the room out of the way.
Oh, my Lord.
Nick is not here. He is still a part of the podcast. He is not kicked off the podcast, despite what some of his posts might have said.
And it would have been interesting to catch his views on this particular...
Oh my God.
Yeah. This would have been the perfect one.
And we would not have wanted to hear his views right now, damn it.
Oh my God.
But anyway, I have not communicated with Nick for the past couple of weeks because he had a situation going on. And my mother had a dream about it, actually. And she told me to just avoid certain people because I was going to get in trouble. So... when Nick came around with his thing, I was like, okay, this is my mom's dream.
That's why you was avoiding me?
I wasn't avoiding you.
Yes, you was. I ain't seen you for 2 weeks.
I was with my niece and nephews.
Yeah.
And family. Family time, Tori.
No, before.
Family, Tori.
Here,
I mean, Alexis.
I've seen you for like 4 days. See, you trying to play.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Oh,
we back, man.
We love you, Nick. Get that shit together, bro.
He said he got it. He said he got it together now. I just got to reach out to him.
Yeah.
I will reach out to Nick,
you're
y'all.
Being petty.
I'm not being petty.
You is being petty.
I'm not being petty.
Because. I've been told you.
I was trying to stay out of trouble.
No, I'm talking about after he said everything was straight. You should have reached out because that is your friend.
I'm going to reach out to him. I just haven't yet. I'm going to do it, though. I'm going to do it.
Because you ain't shit.
Well, niggas is shit today, damn it. I'm a nigga and I'm shit today. Keep this in my head, damn it. Not a gunshot this episode. Not a gunshot.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes.
They can't say that no more.
Yes. Where do we want to start, damn it? Where do we want to start?
I don't know. It's so many places.
Oh my
gosh. That's going to be the prime start.
Okay. Oh, we did find out today they did charge all the cops today.
Yeah, they charged all of them.
One of them got elevated charges, and I assume that is the one who had his neck on Mr. Floyd.
Oh, that's the one that needed to be capital murder charge.
Yeah, his wife finally left him after he killed like five other black people already before his wife? One.
Oh my God, there's a fucking history with this guy?
Yeah. Yes.
I've been missing the news.
All these niggas have history.
Oh my Lord.
All of them.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
These niggas.
They was like he probably was beating her ass too. That's why she was like, oh, he getting charged now. She probably was like, let me go and divorce his ass now, for they be like, fine, not guilty.
And I hope she gets all the money.
She got the fuck on, boy. She was like, no.
I hope she gets the pension and everything.
He ain't lying.
His wife ain't make the holes in the sheets right. She ain't go, who made these damn sheets?
Well, bye-bye, guy. You know what?
Damn.
Shots to that.
Oh, it's over with, boy.
Yes.
It's over with.
I still have a bit of skepticism because they still have to have a court case.
Yeah.
And these niggas could still get off like so many of them do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, I'm just going to hold back some of my skepticism.
Oh, I hate if they find him not guilty. They really going to start fucking shit up.
This time, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't.
They know the pressure is on now.
Oh, well, they going to fuck some shit up all over the world.
They acquittal shit on
this. Oh, we going to ride again, big time.
Oh, it's going to be way worse.
This stuff going to get fucked up for real.
It's really going to be the army and the Klan and all these folks jumping in. Did you understand that these folks overseas, those Muslim people see this shit and they are loving this shit?
Yes.
Boy, that gives them an open hold of
China, all these niggas, Russia, they loving this shit right now.
They waiting on this fucker to collapse.
And this is the thing about Trump.
They waiting.
I said today about Trump. Trump don't realize how much people don't like him. Everywhere.
I don't think he realizes it. Man so much, they will band together with these brown people over here just to shut this shit down.
Just to get his ass out of there.
That's why he was in that damn bunker. He wasn't stupid.
Lord,
he's still stupid because he's still talking bullshit. He's still talking.
He knew to get the fuck on, though.
And this is my thing. Mm-hmm. People don't like him to the extent that the people around him don't like him.
That's sad.
Like, some of his cabinet wants this nigga gone.
They do, but I feel like the only reason why he ain't gone, he got so much stuff on a lot of people and he in their pockets.
But are they willing to die with him?
These motherfuckers to some extent,
because you know he involved with that Jerry Epstein.
Oh yeah, he got a documentary about to come out too.
I already watched it.
Is that already?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
I heard this nigga's out.
Good.
I heard this nigga's on the island chilling somewhere right now.
And you know he was lying, talking that Donald Trump lied, talking about he talked to this man in 13 years or whatever. But they leaked out some documents saying that he raped a 13-year-old girl with this man.
Well,
that's why that shit is so heavy, because he knew heavy people was a part of that whole thing right there.
Oh yeah, a whole lot of people going down behind that.
A lot of billionaires.
Oh yeah, it had sex trafficking going on, right?
Yeah.
I gotta watch that documentary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They were talking about Harvey Weinstein and everything. Bill Clinton was on that.
I want y'all to do me a favor. And I done watched this interview with a podcast about two or three times, but I never really just thought about how true could this shit be. That podcast with T.I. expeditiously and that guy that he had on there.
Who the first person is on there?
I'll find it right now. Because that shit blew me.
I knew he
was
that.
Calling all their names out.
Oh, talking about the conspiracy theories, dude?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Was on it.
He was calling all they ass out on there, man.
Oh, yeah.
He was doing camera footage.
Oh,
said he was hiding.
Oh, they been trying to silence him for a while.
Out in Arizona, well, Harvey Weinstein, all them guys out there with gay, doing gay shit, Sacrificing kids and all that
shit.
Oh,
yeah, they said that's how Jeffrey got his money. He was fooling with some old man talking about he ain't gay, but he was sucking the man dick.
Exactly. For the money or whatever. Man, that shit in Hollywood they be talking about, they be wanting to make you think that shit ain't true. That shit starting to make me
some old ass man in Virginia.
For real.
Oh, that's like what they be doing at the Met Gala. What goes on at the Met Gala?
Cut right. He cut him off. The old man. He started stealing money. Or whatever. I guess he wasn't trying to suck dick no more.
Yeah. It's weird as shit, bro. It seems like T.I. was trying to, like, he was like, so you mean like the owl, because the owl represents something about the kids and sacrificing them or whatever. So he was, T.I. was like, so you mean the owl that is on Drake's OVO label? And then the guy, he don't know really nothing about that.
Yeah, he don't know about Drake.
But he was like, yeah, the owl. So I'm like, how in the fuck did you get out there? And, like, how was you able to hide like that without them catching you? But it didn't come out that they did catch him. But they knew he was supposed to be there, but they didn't know he was supposed to be there, but they went on ahead and allowed him to be there, but still hide.
What the hell?
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Really, nigga?
That's wild.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's a bunch of shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
They also canceling everybody. You heard about Trina?
Yeah,
because she was tripping or whatever. Them comments she made, I was like, no, ma'am. Ain't you supposed to be black?
See, and that's the weird shit about it. Like, Tokyo Jets. Well,
I feel sorry for Tokyo Jets.
Yeah, that's what black people do. You know, they play like that, but you wasn't supposed to go there.
Yeah, she didn't have to say that. Yeah. Matter of fact, I got into an argument with somebody on Twitter about that because I was like, why y'all trying to cancel her? Yeah, she said something fucked up, but why are you still trying to cancel people, especially right now? We can't cancel each other right now.
Dizzy Banks
and B. Simone, they made a post or whatever, and people got mad because they was standing for it or whatever, and so they lost a lot of followers.
They were standing for what?
Yeah.
Standing for what?
The Black Lives Matter cause. A lot of people unfollowed them.
Because they was with it? Because
they made a post. Because, you know, white people are following them, too. So they lost a lot of their followers.
No, don't give a damn.
Yeah.
We don't get... Man. Yeah. Good riddance, crackers.
Fuck you, mother.
I was like, damn, that's fucked up, though.
I hope they're not upset over that.
No. B. Simone was like, I'm a Christian first, and I just stand on what I believe in. And if I see something wrong, I'm going to say something. And I was like, and, as you should, because you're black.
Well, I heard.
As you should.
Well, I heard black people were mad at her because they were saying she was conflicted over, I guess, of the rioting and stuff. She didn't think people should be doing it or some shit.
Yeah, because you know she said she was a Christian, and you know she believe in right is right and wrong is wrong, and we supposed to love everybody and not hate everybody, which she is right because that is in the Bible. And then she was like, people trying to run to God now when they weren't giving a shit about God before all this happened. Now they want to talk about God, this, God, that. If you've been a Christian, then that's what you stand on anyway. You ain't just no, oh, I just became a Christian last night, because I ain't just become no Christian last night. I stand on the Bible. I stand on what I believe in.
Now, you know that those same people that was on his neck and people like them, like the Klan and all those other guys, they are Christians.
Yeah.
They
I believe in God. This
and
all this
in the Bible too.
I mean, but still, you know, you have people that say they follow God all the time, but they out here doing stuff that they ain't got no business doing.
Well,
and
we all
and God
doing
don't
that.
Say about that.
We all doing it, but it's just like, it need to be a point where you just can't cross the line in some things.
Yeah. Well, in the Bible, that was a whole lot of taking back of what was going on.
Exactly. They was talking about that a lot. Because I know somebody made a post. They was like, looking at the calendar, checking the next day so I could see what chapter of Revelation we going to live.
Oh yeah, I saw that too.
So I was like, yep, pretty much.
Yeah, this revelation pretty right much. Now, man. Yeah.
They was like, what's next? Aliens, you never know.
Yeah.
Trump then sent them folks out there to space, talking about space war. Yeah. What you really think that's finna be? Them folks probably gonna be shooting beams at our ass. Yep, get him, get her.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy about people who say they believe in revelations? Why are you shocked by everything that's going on right now? I'm not shocked by this shit.
I knew it was gonna happen at one point. Because, I mean, if you think about it, it's been 400 damn years. At some point, you had to realize somebody was going to get fed up at some point and be like, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what I was saying today. Are y'all really surprised that black people have revolted?
No, they can't be surprised.
They are not they surprised.
Now, you know how they be. They so complacent. They do whatever we say. They gon'
and that's what I was about to say.
And that's what it is.
And that
they so damn arrogant.
Actually, just
yes, they so damn arrogant. They didn't think we would actually do it. They like these house niggas ain't gonna revolt.
Yeah, these dumb niggas are gonna do exactly what they've been doing and falling down to whatever they're getting.
They still think we finna eat out of their hands.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what?
Surprise, motherfucker.
No. We did it. We revolted.
Yeah. Ha. 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 At a time where they come out with a virus that affected people in some areas of the country, and we don't really know if that shit was real or not. Because it didn't even come from this country, it's like.
And supposedly it was killing more black people than white people.
These motherfuckers are making biological weapons out here, man. They've been doing this shit since fucking
exactly.
Or what is called? What it was called at war? Desert Eagle or
Desert Storm.
Desert Storm, bro.
Oh yeah.
They motherfuckers. The gas
they be having that shit in the lab, and then they're like, oh, we gonna fuck them up with this one right here. They probably spinning the damn ball or trying to see which one that motherfucker gonna land on.
Okay, they drop Ebola. That shit come around. It gets off in the country, but it gets pushed out.
Then you don't hear about it no more.
H1N1 comes in the country. It pushed out. Look, this coronavirus comes in. They push this shit out. Bro, this shit is not real. They are testing this shit to see who can it kill. They trying to me, and I might be wrong, might be crazy, but it don't feel like that. I feel like they trying to come up with one of those motherfucking weapons that will kill the molecular structure of our DNA.
Oh, I went down.
And not theirs. That's what they trying to do. Because they've been trying to kill us off for years. You don't just... Why would you come over there and go get our ancestors, make them come over here where you was at to build your country, and then want to push them out the motherfucker? You should have just left them alone.
Because they saw how intelligent we are. We catch on to stuff real fast. You got to understand. We are different people. We different creatures. They ain't know this.
They didn't have nobody else to build the motherfucker. They killed them. Tried to kill all the Indians they could after they got the little bit out of them, and then they start getting smarter. Okay, we're going to have to find somewhere else to get somebody else to come over here and modernize this land, because we don't want to put our people to work because we're dying from shit over here.
Yeah, they start understanding. Niggas was fighting back. Them Indians was fighting back too. Like, shit, we sick of this shit. They start fucking shit up too.
So they come over there. Go get Africans.
Yeah. Then they seen that big dicks and the women with the asses.
Like, and then start fucking them.
Yeah.
Falling in love with them.
And they was like, oh, these people look superior to us.
See, look, that's fucked. That will fuck them up. And exactly. The white women start fucking
the niggers.
The slaves.
Oh, that probably drove them crazy.
His dick bigger than my husband.
Right. And her ass is way bigger than my wife's. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Her vagina wetter and everything.
Like, if you don't like the nasty-ass niggas, why would you let those black slave mothers hold your baby
in their
arms and get your milk?
Yeah.
Exactly. You supposed to be like, I don't want my baby drinking that nigga milk.
And if you didn't want us to drink out the goddamn fountain, you should lift them the fuck alone.
Facts.
Right.
Exactly. We probably built the goddamn fountain. Shit.
Exactly.
We probably invented that shit because they ain't invent nothing for real. They just took it and put their name on it. Like, oh, that bitch can't read anyway. I'm just going to stick my shit
that
on
it. That shit is weird when you think about it. It's weird
it's
as hell.
Weird, man.
Yeah.
And all of them ain't like that.
Yeah,
not all of them.
Yeah, not all of them.
All of them ain't like that.
Have y'all ever seen a documentary about Emmett Till?
Yep. Several times.
You know one thing that kind of stuck out to me in that documentary? When it close to the end, when they was just going to the court.
Yeah.
The brother was going to the court. And I seen all them little white and little boys in the windows with their dads looking down at the black people.
Yeah.
Now I say, they don't know black boys, probably the grown white man that's not as racist right now. Because their dad has taught them that shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn right.
Just had him looking down on us like, see the nigga right there?
Mm-hmm.
That's bad.
I was reading, one night when we was at the pool, I was reading the post. And it kind of, it ain't fucked me up, but I ain't never been through it before. So, I mean, I didn't know how to react to it. Keith, the one who posted it. And it kind of shook me that he went through that.
Am I Keith Taylor?
No.
R.I.P. Keith Taylor, too.
Yeah, R.I.P. Keith, man.
I miss Keith, man.
I miss him so much, bro. Mm-mm. That shit broke my heart.
Well, I'm glad he's not here to experience, you know, this stuff.
Oh, I would love to hear Keith's views.
He's having a strong opinion.
I would love to hear Keith's views right now, man. Oh, my God. I don't want to hear Keith's views right now.
He don't be giving a damn.
Like,
you know how great content there will be?
He be on team.
With Keith right now. Keith will be our Roger right now, man. Keith will be Luda right now.
Exactly. I grabbed some shit yesterday. I get him.
Fuck the motherfucker.
Yes. Good shots for Keith, man. Good shots for Keith. Fuck them crackers, motherfucker. Fuck them.
Fuck them cracker motherfuckers. I don't have to get goddamn give a damn, man. Fuck the motherfuckers.
Oh my gosh, I wish Keith was here, man.
Lord have mercy.
Woo. See, what did
I just wanted to know what it feel like with
Tia and Nissa got her no topics over here.
With Nick here, man.
We gonna Nick will be back, y'all. He'll be back. I think he'll be back anyway.
Topics.
Huh?
But he has good topics.
Do we care about the Tia Nexus? This is a new rule for the podcast. I'm gonna let you know.
Yeah.
We do not discuss Tekashi topics on here.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You didn't know.
That's fine.
Nick knows Tekashi. He knows discussing Tekashi. I'm not discussing Tekashi.
Oh, that's a new rule?
Yes.
You just made that. I'm trying to make him mad.
I'm not trying to make him mad.
I like Nick. Don't do that.
No. Whenever Nick brought up Tekashi, I ain't have enough to say. I don't give a shit.
About me on low.
Who's talking about you on the low?
Nick.
He don't talk about
He's
you
like,
on the low.
You always got something to say. You damn right I always got something
you
to say.
You do have something to say, though. I tell you, I always have something to say. Nick is right about that. You always got something to say. But we love you for your opinion. You're very strong. Sometimes, girly.
Okay, what did I miss, and why is her opinion so
Because she's never wrong.
At the top of the
exactly.
top right now.
I'm never fucking wrong.
Oh, you're okay.
Wrong. I'm never wrong.
So she
then
says.
She's gonna be right even if I know it's wrong. I'm gonna make it right. Fuck that. That's how you gotta be.
Shit.
Have we been paying attention to Kill Dragon, everybody? Kyle, what's your name? My nigga, my bat girl.
Yeah, I've been looking at her and I don't even know why.
People love her.
Why?
Like, people hated her when she challenged Trina to a Virgin's battle, but now, like, she's like everyone's hero.
I don't get it. Like, why?
She ain't really had many hits, though. But
she had one hit.
I like her music, though.
Like, why in the world would you challenge Trina, who been around since the 90s, to somebody that just came around in the 2000s?
And she challenged Trina. That was the funny part.
Trina got albums.
Yes, albums.
I only know of one she got. Maybe two.
I don't even know the name of
it. All we know is the one song.
All I know is my neck and my back.
Exactly. That's how next we all know.
And Kane like, Wayne with it.
Kia, this is all we know about you, baby.
That was her song.
This is all we know about you.
This is.
I don't know nothing else.
Exactly. That's all we know, baby. Baby girl, get you some more shit.
Yeah, just do it.
Do it. I don't know shit else.
You
but I will say, this was the shit.
Yeah, all that sounds good.
All of it sounds good. Right. Yes.
Yeah, right. That's
yes.
All the things we know.
She might be in there now because Trina isn't in a lot of fire right now. Yes. So.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know what made Trina say what she said.
Listen.
That money.
And I just seen it on WorldStar earlier, and I stopped and just seen what the quote was, and I was like, oh, yeah, she fucked up. I ain't even listening.
I think she was mostly just mad about some of her friends who bitches just got attacked.
In Atlanta?
Miami, I would assume.
I ain't heard shit about that.
You don't say no shit like that about your own people.
Yeah, she
like,
went. She went. Right. Yeah, she went a little hard though. She went a little hard.
But right. In her defense,
she was just emotionally upset.
Go loot those other businesses besides the those businesses.
Listen.
You know,
everybody that has asked me about how I feel about this, I always say. I'm not mad at it because I know why we doing it. We pissed.
Yeah.
And I get it. But we can't attack everybody.
Right.
Like, I seen a video where they were attacking a homeless man. Why are you doing that?
Yeah, you ain't got no... Yeah.
I don't understand we mad, but we got to put the anger in the right place. Yeah, don't just throw right it now. To everybody.
And don't attack your own people, shit. You right. Out here fucking up black-owned businesses.
Yes.
Yeah. Come on now. We trying to fight for our people, and you fucking they shit up.
Yes, don't fuck everything up. Go keep going to Target and Walmart and Best Buy and all this other shit.
Yeah.
If you want to run up through that bitch, run up through that shit. Get me some shit too while you at it.
Get me an
iPhone. I'll meet you around the corner because I'm not going in there, but you know.
Apple says they're tracking all the iPhones that were stolen.
That's crazy. Yeah, I saw that too.
Ain't got nothing to do with that. I ain't got no iPhone.
Charlamagne the God and DJ Evan was saying that they was tracking all the motherfuckers. And DJ Evan said, why would they tell them people that they doing that? They should have just not said nothing that went and got them.
I feel like they're just doing it to scare people.
Exactly. I mean, they might be tracking it, but you know, black y'all people finna smart. They will find a way to hack in that bitch where you will not find.
They selling these iPhones. Well, they still gonna sell them, hoe. Somebody gonna buy it.
Exactly. I never want no iPhone like that.
I just got an iPhone.
I don't even support Apple, so there you go, Apple. I
just
want
a smartphone. The only reason why I got this phone is because my phone got messed up and my daughter gave me that one.
I'm just trying to FaceTime my nieces and nephews. That's it.
Right.
But then I don't give a shit about
that. That is the only good thing about it.
Yeah.
You gotta go to no damn Facebook Messenger.
Yeah.
And just press FaceTime.
Yep.
And they'll pop right up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is it?
She did it the other day. Well, yesterday. Yesterday, Shanika.
Yeah, other than that, I don't give a shit about iPhone.
Just be asking.
I'm gonna
ask questions.
Yeah.
So, we gonna stay on racial shit? We gonna talk about something else? You wanna stay on racial shit? Do you wanna stay here?
I mean, it don't matter.
Cause I got gunshots galore, baby. I can keep going with the racial shit.
I do feel like we need to talk about what we going to do about the voting situation. Because neither one of them motherfuckers can't get in there.
At this point, I'm like, it really doesn't matter. I think this shit was set up just for that cause.
This
I was thinking
neither
one of them motherfuckers don't need to get in there.
No, let me tell you though. Before all this shit happened, I thought Trump would be a shoe-in, but now, nope.
He talking about shooting protesters with live rounds and shit.
And it's what I'm saying.
Folks in that government with him saying that they are against military coming out to do anything against the protesters.
And his dumb ass be, oh my God.
Well, some of the shit he doing is illegal.
Talk about them tweets, because his ass be fucking over everybody with them damn tweets.
This man playing this shit. nobody don't see. Like, year after year after year, there's always something that comes out. And then we had no idea.
It'd be during election time anyway.
From the fucking virus situation that's supposed to hurt the country. And we supposed to be trying to help each other and heal each other. All this happens.
Yo, we forgot about that COVID in like a day. You're like, fuck COVID now.
Okay, yeah. But all of a sudden, it's gone in the wind. Uh-huh. All these people nobody riding and stuff, ain't nobody got it.
I know, right? You don't hear no stats or nothing no more.
No new cases or nothing.
And everybody is out around each other. Yeah. Nobody going to the hospital to get treated for COVID because they done got it? No. This shit was some bullshit.
It disappeared in a day.
It was some bullshit.
Well, I can't say that because Keith is not here.
Yeah.
So I can't say it was bullshit. But,
yeah, true.
But
and my god sister is not here either.
Did she die because of COVID?
And she had lupus. You know, that's a respiratory.
Oh, I know she had the COVID too.
Mm-hmm. Damn, man. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, my condolences. RIP to her.
Yeah, she died like 3 days ago.
Damn.
How old was she?
37.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. It's another young. Keith was 30.
No, 47. I'm tripping. She's 47. Yeah.
It's still young, though.
Yeah.
But, okay, we got to cheer it up over here.
Yeah, that's
you
just.
You got a little dim for a minute.
Yeah,
mean?
That, yeah, I know. That's just kind of, yeah.
All right, let's go.
All you ladies pop your pussy like this.
Yeah.
Shake your body, don't stop, yes. Don't kiss. All you ladies pop your pussy like this.
That's the theme song, huh?
Yes. Yes.
Just do it.
Yes.
Do it.
Let's go, Kia.
Do it, do it, do it. Just like you should. Right now.
She sounded kind of sexy, too. It was gonna make it so bad. But then, y'all remember that when that video came out of her? I was like, whoa. Whoa. Every nigga was mad.
Oh, man.
Yo,
you know, ever since this been going on, I've been listening to an old Chance the Rapper song, a remix he made of the Arthur theme song.
Actually. Chance will remix the Arthur theme song,
but it was like
he's such a kid.
Ago. He did it. It was really nice, though. It really was.
Okay, shout out to Chance,
it's
man.
It's my ringtone.
He's so positive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was actually talking about like the stuff that's going on today, and I was like, "Damn, he did this shit like in 2014."
Cause we seen this shit coming.
Yeah,
black people have seen this shit coming forever.
Now, the fact Obama said something about that in 2014 about one of these pandemics coming like that.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Bill Gates predicted this shit.
Yeah, and I also watched that old video of Bill.
Oh yeah,
Gates,
yeah. You seen that video? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I was saying this country's so worried about war and shit, they ain't trying to protect the people.
Yeah.
Bill Gates said, you know what's gonna take this country down? A disease, some kind of virus gonna take this country down because we're not prepared for it.
Yeah, you know, he was ready for it because he was like, okay, now we need to require them to be getting vaccinated so they can put chips in us through the vaccine. Like, nobody knows. I don't get no damn vaccines.
Yeah, I'm not getting
and
no
I'm
vaccine.
Fine.
I'm not getting no chip. I'm
I ain't
not
never
nothing.
Had no flu. I ain't never had the Ebola shit. I didn't get no coronavirus. I ain't got none of that. You can miss me with that. I don't care if you make it mandatory or not. You're going to have to beat my ass and hold me down and put that shit in me.
And I
ain't
always
going
told her, don't let them get that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I never take fucking flu shots.
None of that stuff.
Don't get the flu.
Exactly. My grandma going to get it every time. You know what? She end up getting the damn flu.
Yeah.
I'm like, you ain't learned your lesson. Yeah, you know this. Every time you go get that shot, your ass be up and out.
The last vaccines I had is when I was a baby. And, like, those things have stuck with me all the way to this age. I haven't gotten no viruses that, like, just was gonna make me sick to the point where I was dying or none
me
of that.
Well, they say the cops are killing the black men and the hospitals are killing the black women. So, maybe that's what's going
after
on.
After that stuff that was going on with my grandma.
Yeah. That's understandable. The doctors are different now.
Yeah.
the younger trying to get out of school quicker.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's on the microwave.
They've been letting people get out of school quicker that was going to school for healthcare anyway. They claim letting them graduate faster.
Right.
So, because they need more doctors or whatever. Right. No, they need to finish.
Yeah, they need to finish.
Because there's still some shit down though.
Yeah, especially those doctors that's going for like brain surgery.
Exactly. You fuck around. You can't fuck up and be like, oops. Shit, yeah. Nigga, I'm dead.
Like, that's what the fuck they paid you for, so they can be alive. Like, ain't no
what
you thought.
Yo, what's up with all the DMVs not giving driving tests no more? They just giving kids a license. Yeah. They say they're not doing road tests no more.
I ain't do no road tests.
You ain't do a road test?
I took a driver's ed.
Oh, okay. But I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. That's how.
Because driver's ed is in schools now. That's why they're not giving road tests anymore.
When I turned 16, I went and took my driver's test right down there. I took my paper test, took my driver's test. I got my license the same day.
Well, I read today some state is saying they're just not going to roll tests. And school is out right now, so they're not doing driver's ed.
It might not be back in next year.
I mean,
well, this year.
Well, I don't know. Like, colleges, they going back in August. Oh my! My brother's school sent him a letter. Spring Hill said they having class in August.
That's some scary shit.
And somebody on their campus just had it.
Oh, the virus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's scary. You know, all the students weren't going home because some of them couldn't go home.
Because
that's like the number one college that got like international students.
Right. Yeah. They came back from Italy. Where they shut that whole country down because there's more people died in Italy.
Yeah, and it was some students that went there exactly. From here, so and they couldn't go home, that's so they right. had to stay.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, how you gonna put them students out and you know they ain't got nowhere to go? Where the fuck they gonna go?
That's weird. And then they owe these students like money and. Like,
oh, they sent out checks last week. My brother got one.
Oh, okay.
He sent out them. They sent that. They asked a nice damn check, and he wouldn't even stay on campus. So I can just imagine if they stayed on campus.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
It must be nice. I need one of them checks right now, man.
I know he had about $5,000. I was like, shit, nigga. Yeah. What they got for staying on campus?
Yeah.
I should have took my ass to Spring Hill.
Yeah. It's a lot more being off of campus that they give out than being on campus. So, it checks a lot bigger.
Yeah, and if you, like, I know they have, like, work study or whatever. Yeah. If you was doing work study, they paid you out to the end of the year.
Yeah.
Well, man, I've been quarantined and suffering, man. They need to send me a check for being stuck in the house trying to get my education, man.
School ain't sending this. I'm still mad that they asked for sending me a check for $1. Bad as fuck.
I got a dollar.
Then 2 months later, they're going to send me another one for $20. And I'm like, well, at least it won the dollar. Like,
well, fuck you, too.
Exactly. Man, like, goddamn.
No.
Here comes the money.
Nothing for you.
They played my ass.
What'd you spend that dollar on, girl?
I ain't even cash the damn check. Fuck, I'm cash the dollar check. I lost it. I ain't doing nothing. I put it in the bank. Nigga, what that dollar gonna do for me?
What you do with your $20 check?
I put it in the bank.
That's crazy.
Give me more than a dollar. Probably should have kept that dollar check. I could have had $21.
Yeah. Every dollar counts. Yo, do you?
I was mad as hell at that moment, though.
My phone number?
I don't know, is it?
Oh, shit, I don't know.
I got a question.
You just had it.
I was in my pocket.
Do you ever judge somebody you fucking off the exes that they fucked?
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me think.
That's a hard question.
Did you judge me?
I don't know none of your exes.
Yes, you do.
That's a hard question.
You know one. And you don't even like him.
I don't dislike him.
But you didn't like him, though. You think, I'm glad you
stopped. I didn't like him for you. He didn't like me just because of me.
He ain't like you.
Because he had his reasons. Which they were true. He just didn't know.
Yeah, because...
Oh, that's fucked up. I see, but that's some ease of reading between the lines.
We're being too transparent on this podcast. Right. So, guys, you judging your exes? Judging your exes, man?
I knew it. I hate you, nigga.
We need to worry about who else ain't listening to this podcast. Right?
Man, too much transparency right now.
I knew it. I hate that nigga.
That phone messed up though, so we'll be alright, I guess.
Well, his phone messed up.
Oh shit.
Nuh-uh. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh my gosh. Shit, you talk. You know what? Gunshots. Too much shit going on right now. Okay. So.
This will be one to remember.
Yes. So, do you judge any of your exes off of who they fucked?
I don't know.
You probably don't care. You probably don't give a shit.
I really don't.
I know you
don't. I'm like, shit, if I'm going to give them some, I'm going to give them some.
You just like six.
With the right person, I'll just be fucking everybody. I had exes I never had sex with. That's probably why we ain't together now.
Why? Because you didn't have sex with them?
Exactly.
I'm about to say, that is 90% of the
names. I mean, we was together for like a long time.
So, okay, that's a good conversation. You don't judge your ex. If you didn't have sex with them, is that not an ex?
Because we did everything else. We just didn't have sex.
Y'all said I love you?
Yeah.
Well, shouldn't they be considered an ex?
Yeah, I didn't say I don't consider them an ex.
So you don't consider?
Hell no.
So you didn't have sex with her. She's not an ex.
Nope.
Well, she loved you.
Nope. We're really good friends. We love each other. Yeah. Other than that, there's no intimacy, there's no relationship.
Did y'all kiss?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever been with a chick that I ain't, had, been intimate with that, like, I don't remember nothing like that.
We kissed. I just
was that shocked. I called my ex.
Huh.
Girls, I've been with that. I don't call my ex.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Every nigga has a girl he's ashamed of.
And I'm ashamed. I just like.
Nah.
We just was like fucking like.
Nah. Oh, but that's different.
And just enjoy like, each other.
That ain't no relationship. Y'all just fucking.
Right.
That's toxic. That's kind of toxic.
When you think
wouldn't
so?
You be the one to say that?
Gunshot.
Exactly.
Okay, why would you say it's toxic?
Because his ass toxic and he knows.
I know I'm toxic. I'm not denying
God
my toxicity.
You to release like, that into the world.
That don't feel toxic to me.
To you just deny your lover, well, not lover, but someone that you cared about in your heart? Just kind of not deny them like that. You don't claim them. That's not toxic.
Yes, it's toxic. That's okay. Why I said your ass is toxic.
You talking about in general.
If the shoe fits, wear it.
I mean, it's
gunshots to TLX's. God damn it.
You about to say my name. You better not.
I mean, it's mutual.
Is it mutual?
They know. Like,
I meant for other reasons. Because it'd be other reasons. You have to get.
So y'all knew it was just a stuff. Y'all knew y'all just fuck buddies.
Yeah, I met chicks on a job, and we just like sometimes even live together and just be out of town and just fucking go to work and like
I don't know too many women that do that. I mean, I know some men do that.
I could possibly do that. But, you know, as long as it is known between both parties.
Right.
When it's no confusion.
And we still look out for each other and be there for each other. Because
when it gets to be confusion, that's when it gets to be toxic. That's what I meant.
Well, I don't know.
That's not an easy conversation to have with women.
Niggas don't be wanting to admit stuff.
Well, the females majority fool with, they always be wanting to bring other women into the equation. So.
I mean, I'd be down for that too. Right. I don't care.
You see what I'm saying?
But that ain't the point. My point is, if you know you don't got no intentions on, just say that. Just be like, well, you know, I just want to be fucking. Because I can do that. We can just be fucking.
Exactly. But so it's like...
Women don't be wanting to hear that shit for real. A lot of women don't want to hear that.
That's a damn lie.
I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about the average woman don't want to hear that. I don't think.
I mean, if they want to be with you, then no, they don't want to hear that. But if they ain't got no intentions on being with you, then I'm pretty sure they fine with it because they don't give a damn.
But they get feelings involved.
Well, that
did that's their damn fault. Ain't nobody tell you to do all that.
Yeah, that
especially when it's made clear at the beginning. You know, when you ain't made shit clear, you can't account for that.
You know how many women will go on social media and say, all niggas ain't shit when he done told you what it was and she still feels away?
That's and she would just attack some man's character. Off, she could change him and she felt like she had that power and her pussy just wasn't good enough. That's what that was.
Well, I got...
And that's coming from me. I'm a woman and fuck how y'all feel if y'all feel like I ain't on y'all side because I don't give a fuck.
Like, one example, like, we knew we wasn't girlfriend and boyfriend, but it was another chick coming to the hotel, and crazy part, we was in Minneapolis.
Wow. Ground zero?
Right. She got mad and broke an 1800 bottle in the goddamn room and stabbed me with the motherfucker in my chest.
Oh shit, that was toxic Sean, right there.
Dude, you got stabbed?
I waited till she went to sleep and went right around to the hotel desk and went and got me another room. Guess what? A week later, she was coming down to the room. And
she found the room?
And the same girl that she didn't want it over there, she came around in the same room and all of us kicked it with each other. And I'm like, all this? And you still laying here naked with her too?
That's sick.
Like, see, that's some toxic ass.
Yeah, that's toxic. She crazy. I wanted to.
She is.
I just want to let her ass in. You crazy? You toxic and she is too.
Yeah, y'all.
I was cool. I was just wanting to let her, you know, be up there in Minneapolis and like, just be up there, fucked up, nobody up there, and I ain't. Help nobody
fuck all that would have went out the window when she stabbed my ass in the chest. I'm like, you know what?
I can't see you no more if you stab me.
We end up going to Indianapolis after that.
Yeah, man, I think you might like toxicity, man.
Hell no.
Yeah, man, I think you. Yeah, man. Yeah, I think you like that shit.
Man. I don't like it.
I can't tell, my G.
I don't like it. The history proves different on it.
Yeah. Well, history repeats itself too.
Right.
Poor guy.
Yeah, man. I don't know. But,
you ever stab someone? You ever beat a nigga up? That's a good question for you.
Have I ever beat a nigga up?
I feel like you done beat a nigga up before.
Yeah, puss ass nigga. I beat his ass.
What'd he do?
Oh. He ain't do shit.
Why you beat him up?
Oh, I thought you were saying.
I'm talking about like someone you were dating.
Oh, cause he was with the fuckery, and I went with all that bullshit. I was like, nigga, I said, cause you know, I be telling niggas what to do.
Oh no, what's the fuckery?
Okay, because he was trying to play me, and I went on that bullshit. I was like, look, I said, stop texting her. If you gonna keep on texting her, then you know we gonna have some issues. He was like, I do what I want. I was like, oh, you do what you want to do. Yeah. So I slapped his ass. I was like, do something then, since you do what you want to do, since you think you bad, go on fuck me up then. He thought he was finna come try to choke me. So I was like, nah, baby.
Why you hit him?
And I fucked his ass up in his shit and I made him take me home.
Why you hit him?
Because I ain't with all the bullshit. My mom said, knock a nigga out. It's beat a nigga all 2020. It been beat a nigga all my life because I don't care. If he gonna let me hit him, then I'm hitting him.
Yeah, I can just go.
Can't just be hitting niggas.
Text no
if
cheap,
he gonna let me hit him, then I'm hitting him.
Or do all that, you know.
So you toxic.
No, I'm not toxic. I'm just saying, don't disrespect me and think I'm not gonna do nothing about it.
He didn't hit you, though.
I don't care. He disrespected me. I asked him not to do something. I asked him nicely. More than one time. And I kept on seeing the shit. I was like, okay, at this point, you want me to treat you like a child? Because when I tell you not to do something, I mean not to do it. So now you got to get the punishment and the repercussions for what you did.
So what was the Texan going to do, though?
Why are you talking to him like you his mama?
I mean, because. I don't know. I'd just be.
You just got in your emotions and like women.
No, not necessarily.
Yes, necessarily.
Because I talk to my brothers like I'm their mama. It's just something.
You do talk to a lot of people like you're their mama, though. You do that.
Yeah, I do.
You gotta stop doing
that. I'm your mama.
No, you don't. Talk to me like a nagging wife.
I'm that too.
Shenanigans. Okay, I ain't got time. Let's move on from toxicity.
Yeah.
Oh, I finna say something. You said something.
You just got beat up in the car. Why would you ask me?
I did not get beat up in the car.
Yes, you did. I slapped you.
And I snapped you back. Praise lap. It was a praise. Just playing. Just playing.
I wasn't playing.
Just playing. So you want that woman that hit a nigga, then he beat your ass, and you want to cry?
I ain't gonna cry. We gonna be fighting because I like to fight. You know, man.
Why you like to fight?
Because
I don't like the police.
It show you.
Yes.
Don't be fucking with me. Because I'll beat your ass for real.
You can't whoop everybody.
Yes, I can. Ain't anything I put my mind to. If I said I can, then I can.
What if the police come?
Fuck the police.
They don't like niggas.
They don't like us.
You can't say fuck the police. Well, fuck you can
y'all.
Now. You can.
Shit, fuck 12. Fuck them motherfuckers. You just gotta fuck them up real quick and get the fuck out of there.
Okay, then. God, thanks for that.
You don't stay around after you know they call the police on your ass.
Yeah,
you get the fuck on.
Some people don't know how to leave. You got to go see
the police. I ain't got to do with that. Yeah. I get the fuck on. I ain't finna be sticking around for that. So I'm going to call the police.
Okay.
I'm going to be in the wind.
Okay. So what was your most toxic relationship?
I ain't never really had no toxic relationship.
If you fight niggas, you've been in toxic relationships.
I mean, not necessarily. I just feel like it be disrespect. And it be disrespect on a whole nother level. Like, cause I ain't just gonna put my hands on nobody for no reason unless like we just playing or whatever. If I hit you, it's cause you really did something that disrespected me. Or disrespected somebody I know. Cause I don't play that shit either. If I fuck with you, you just almost like family to me, and I ain't finna nobody fuck you over. I'ma fuck their ass up.
What was the reason for him texting the girl though?
Cause she was attractive.
Cause he knew I ain't like that bitch, and she was sending him pictures, and I had already whooped her ass. And she was like, "I get that nigga if I'm." I was like, "Okay, get your ass beat again, and he gonna get his ass beat too, and I'ma leave him. Both of y'all gonna be beat up, then y'all gonna have each other. Both of y'all gonna have two black eyes."
Oh, was she pretty? Was she pretty?
No, that was why it was disrespectful. That bitch wasn't even cute.
No, because every woman thinks that whoever the other girl is ugly. She's always ugly.
No, she really was.
Y'all always say, "Oh, she really was."
No, because I can admit when somebody be fine. You know I can, because I like women.
Yeah.
Okay, that's true.
I probably wouldn't even be mad. I'd be like, shit, tell her to come on over.
Right.
Like, don't tell that bitch to come over because she ugly. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, so you do judge your exes off his previous fucks?
No. She was trying to fuck him. She was trying to dare not fuck, but, you know, I feel like it was going to get to that point. And you're not finna disrespect me because we supposed to be in a relationship. You ain't, I'm not going to let you cheat on me. I'm going to fuck your ass up and then I'm going to be like, all right, deuces.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
then.
Well, that's good.
Okay, then.
What got you to that point where you started liking women?
I don't know. I just seen a girl one day and I was
like,
I love
women that love women.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
I do.
I was just like, oh.
I would prefer a woman that likes another woman.
Mm-hmm.
How do women reveal that? How do you let guys know that you like women too?
You know, I like girls, right? That's what I say. I mean,
and then they be like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like looking at myself, and yeah. I like what I have. So I was like,
right.
That's true, because every time she walks by a mirror, I promise she's going to stop and look at herself.
Yes, yeah. That's what took me so long to come out the bathroom. I was not looking at my booty. I was just like,
Seriously, she does not hesitate to
I'm
stop.
I'm telling you, look. It could be a car. If I could see my reflection, I'm going to stop and look.
She ain't nothing. Every single time, she's going to stop and look.
She knows
you
fine.
I'm telling you, I got to look. It wouldn't be me if I didn't. If I passed up a mirror or something is wrong with me, you better check on me. I'm telling you.
Oh my God, man. We should have had Nick and Keith here too, man.
Oh my gosh. This would have been beautiful.
Oh my God. This would have really been a big one too. Bro.
I'm sure he'll be back next episode.
Damn, dude.
He needs to be.
Yeah. Oh, I wish Keith could be here too, man. Yeah. It would be beautiful right now.
That
was funny when y'all told me he stared at my profile for like, what them Nick told me that?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh my God. That was so funny.
He like black girls, but he's scared of.
They don't like black women no more. I don't think.
Why are you scared of us?
I don't think he's scared of you. He's just not attracted no more.
Well, what did a black girl ever do to him for him not to be attracted to no black girl no more?
I don't get it, because
he explained on one episode of the podcast. He said some
myself,
shit.
I'm like people that has pale skin or whatever. That don't mean I don't love them, but like the women, like with the like it feel like dog hair.
They be smelling like wet dog when they get wet. I'm
oh yeah, white
you.
Women they smell like yeah, they smell terrible when it rains.
It's like I don't.
I be feeling bad when I say that because yeah. You know I tend to say my thoughts out loud. And I was in the store and the white lady was behind me, and it was raining. It happened to be raining. That was like, why the fuck it smell like wet dog? And like her face was just like. Like, yeah. She knew I was talking about her. And I just felt so bad.
They know. That's good. They know that, though.
I was like, damn. I really said that out loud.
You know what I think it is? It's because we came out of a black woman. And we are so used to that smell as a baby. That's the only thing that we grow to love.
For black women?
Yeah.
Well, no, because it's black men out here that love their white women.
There's interracial relationships out here.
I think those guys are throw it off. I do. For real. I would rather curly hair or no hair down there than to look at wolf pussy. Shit scares me.
I've never done anything with a white woman, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah. I wouldn't know either. I ain't never.
Never tried a white girl?
No, I don't.
Not I checking John?
No, I'm not checking John.
I've been with black women, Asians, Latinos, white girls, but the only thing that excites
me. Why take that back? Is the one white
is
girl
a black
that
woman.
I told you on. But she don't count because she Indian too. So.
Well.
She fine though.
That's the only thing that excites me is a black woman.
Her looks sexy, self.
Yes.
You gotta ask her name next time though.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna ask her.
Hey, look.
What time that nigga store close?
Probably about 11.
Man.
It's late over here when they close.
Don't have me ride back by there.
Yeah.
Like, hey, pumpkin.
It ain't no pool like
her. Route to one of these other hotels.
At the damn all six or whatever. I should have got this room fucking last week.
Yeah, I should have did. Yep.
And I'm so sure.
Oh, well, you know next time.
Yep.
We're moving on from my toxicity. Toxicity? I know I'm saying that word wrong.
It's still recording. Right? I have no idea.
I just thought about recording.
Oh.
No, I was trying to say, Lord have mercy. Oh, that is it now.
Oh, yeah. I know how to produce this podcast, man. Producer, goddammit.
You couldn't all the right shit out, huh?
Yeah.
We done got off this way.
I know we went out somewhere right there. We went out somewhere. Oh, yeah. I know what to do, man. I got this, yeah. I got it. Yes, yes, yes. Damn gun shots for that.
Yeah. That was, yeah, that was a heartwarming conversation.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We some niggas.
Yeah, we niggas.
So how are they gonna do the voting thing?
I don't know. Conspiracy theories. I feel like they're gonna do it on Facebook because they already got them surveys, and I feel like if you pick anyone, they're gonna be like, "That was your vote." I already know they down some bullshit.
I want y'all to know that they had an election around that time, the same day that dude got killed. It was smaller primaries and
Biden just won a primary in one state.
Yeah.
So yeah, they got the shit going on right now.
Yeah, they not ready to start.
I think Donald Trump will try to apply a little bit more pressure so he can really bring the National Guard out. This man want martial law so he can just take the goddamn country back over and stay in there for a minute. I'm telling you.
I don't feel like neither one of their ass need to be in there. So,
I'm with that too.
You know what I would love to happen? That nobody go out and vote. Just say, listen, y'all, you gonna treat everybody right, goddamn it. Ain't nobody vote for nobody.
Somebody gonna take their dumb ass. All the motherfuckers that be talking about All Lives Matter gonna be down there voting with their dumb ass. like they ain't fucking your shit over too.
Like everything's sweet.
Yeah. Unless we blockade the voting booths.
Right over there and be like, bitch.
Okay, think about that.
What if we did that? What if we blockaded the voting booths?
You just said something right there.
They gonna fuck our ass up.
We outnumber them though.
Dude, we outnumber them. You go online right now and say some shit like that, they gonna be looking for you.
You ain't lying. They probably gonna be looking to who on this damn podcast.
I promise you. You put that shit, do a YouTube post. A Facebook post, Snapchat.
Well, you better make a profile for that.
No, don't do that shit.
I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah, not you. I'm just saying, boy, if somebody did that shit, go on all social media platforms and say, y'all protesters, go out there and block y'all voting posts.
Nobody voting.
They gonna shoot their ass up. I can see it now. He already talking about live rounds. You gonna be talking about live rounds.
That would be the first motherfucking time in history.
I know. This would be so great about it.
Like that. Imagine 60,000 people at fucking every goddamn voting post in the country. Oh my God.
Shit would be beautiful though, man.
Yep.
That would be fucking history.
Yes.
But Donald Trump would be laughing.
Yeah,
that shit gonna benefit him.
Yeah, it will benefit him. So yeah, it will benefit him.
Yeah.
So damn, it's almost a good plan. Well, damn it,
somebody assassinate his ass. We'll be in there.
Shit, they got Kennedy.
He gonna be hiding in bunkers and shit.
But they gotta get the vice president too, cause his ass ain't shit either. You can't let him get in there.
Who is the vice president?
Mike Pence.
But I say he don't say shit.
Put his ass in there at all.
Like he don't talk.
He follow what he's told.
Puppet dog.
He a Klan's member too.
He's a guy.
Is that not confirmed? He's a Klan member.
He be saying it.
White power.
We can't fuck with him. They gonna come out. They gonna come out our ass. He supposed to be the president of that shit or something.
Oh, speaking of that shit, how come the Klan members can just walk the street like they want to? The cops don't do shit to them.
Well, we thugs all of a sudden.
Shit, cause some of them are cops. You ain't know.
Oh, I know that.
And lawyers.
They calling us thugs for protesting.
Yeah. And everything else. Trump called us thugs.
Yo, just a few weeks ago, white people was about to fight the cops because they couldn't go in a restaurant, sit down, and eat. They ready to fight the damn cops.
Exactly, but then we peaceful protest.
No, and dang about it,
bullshit.
He defended their ass.
Right.
Exactly. He's like,
they should be able to go in and eat. And
when they was out there with them damn AR-15s in front of that damn building,
oh, yeah, I remember
mad as hell. They They ain't shoot their ass.
They ain't say shit.
And they had guns. We out there ain't got nothing but a damn sign.
They been doing this for years.
And for what though? A little white boy go to his college and shoot up 23 people, and y'all taking his ass out of there, taking him wherever.
This is why we mad, white people.
And ain't shot him down.
Another white guy goes into a church and kills 9 black people, and you take his ass to motherfucking Burger King.
Yeah. This is why we mad, white people.
Stupid.
But y'all don't see nothing wrong with that. Yeah. You see something wrong with a black man, oh, because he was in a car chase. Okay, he was in a car chase. He had no weapon on him.
Well.
No, why? Our lives would matter if you included us in that, white people.
Exactly. Y'all don't include us in that bullshit, and you know it. Y'all know that shit.
Yeah, they know.
Motherfuckers.
They don't care. They've been doing this shit for years.
But y'all ass don't matter, but we do.
Yeah. So they don't give a fuck about that shit at all.
But them days about to be over.
They don't give a damn.
Over. Oh, shit. Yeah. Have you listened to Ace Hood yet? New music.
Yes, no.
New music.
That's
yo.
Why I was asking you who that was, because I saw you post that about Ace Hood, and I was like, damn.
Ace Hood is back, y'all.
Yeah. I want to know who label he got.
It was sounding good.
I don't know, but it's called Mr. Hood. I don't know if it's an album. It's got to be an album, because there's like 14 songs on here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's an Empire, so he's probably independent.
Oh, yeah. Empire doing a lot of shit out there on the West Coast.
Hey, sir, yo, listen. His shit hard, man. His shit hard. I love this shit. Yes. Yes. He's back. He's back, niggas. Yes. Yes. Then put them down, though. Gunshots. No more guns to put down, nigga. Yes.
Not going for it no more.
No more. Yes. Which amendment is that? Like the bear arms? We bearing them motherfuckers now.
They finally on another page now, man. Crazy.
I think
yeah, you know all that shit. I don't pay attention to that shit. I don't know no other new music that came out, but Ace Hood shit is hard. I've been bumping that every day. So shout out to Ace Hood and welcome back to the rap game, IG.
Yeah, it was our.
Oh, Nwayne dropped his funeral album, Deluxe version, with however many more songs was on it. I don't know, because the first album had like 50 songs on it.
Oh, hell no. Nah. He tripping.
Oh, so he put out, I guess it's a disc, volume 2. So yeah, which I have not listened to yet. He got a song with Doja Cat. He must know what's going on with Doja Cat right now.
What's wrong with him?
She's racist, I guess.
I heard somebody.
Ain't she half black? I know she was on some kind of website, I guess, saying with these white.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah. That was last week.
Yeah. I'll do. Hey man, y'all have to pick a side, man.
I'm like, why did she say that?
Pick a side. Y'all gotta pick a side. Can't be no either for us or you against us.
Like, what's wrong with her?
And we don't want war for it. We just want to be treated equal. That's it. It's
exactly.
Yeah. Stop.
Who wanna keep on fighting for years and years and years?
Drew Brees, we don't like you no more, my G.
Oh yeah, he fucked up real bad.
Yeah.
I just saw that like an hour ago.
Why don't y'all get... Y'all realize that y'all are putting a flag over innocent lives? Do y'all don't see that?
Yeah, because they didn't grow up like our people had to, so they don't like... Or even us. We see this shit every day, man. And they don't care about the shit.
No, I always say someone should like make a movie where black people are the slave masters and white people are the slaves and just make everybody watch it. Maybe they'll get it.
Oh, they still will, because they'll probably be like, this is propaganda.
Who'll be bold enough to make a movie like that, though? If I could direct, I would do that shit.
Forrest Whitaker.
You right.
Or Denzel. No, what's the dude that did Nat Turner movie? Nate Turner, I think his name is Nate Turner.
Nat Turner is the
civil rights guy. Right, I mean the slave who rebelled. I'm talking about that. The actor who played him in the movie. I think it's Nate Turner, some shit like that. He need to do that movie next. Yeah, somebody need to do that movie, man. Another thing I would love to happen, you know how we be having them, like those revoke summits and shit, where black people sit around with each other and discuss their problems among black people?
Yeah.
I always be like, why y'all don't invite, like, white people to that so they could, like, really sit down and have a conversation with us?
Black people that be there can't get it together themselves because they go right back out there.
That's probably good.
And I don't even think it's them. I believe it's like the people that don't come to those, those meetings or the black people that just don't care about that type of shit because their mind state is not there.
Yeah, right? But today, you kind of got to care about it today. Well, you kind of got to. I understand maybe you, a few years back you didn't care, but you kind of got to care today.
Guess what? You still got
to. You got to be aware. You got to be aware right now. You got to be. There's no excuse not to be aware right now.
Got some of them that still messed up, man. And they don't even... they can't even begin to understand what's going on. At all.
Now, why people think God is pussy, man? I remember I had a Facebook debate with somebody today about how we don't follow God's word. And they was like, well, God's word is too loving. He want us to be peaceful and... And I'm like...
As we should.
Right.
Yeah, we should live by the word, but they talk about, like, God ain't never threw a punch. Like, God didn't drown the people chasing Moses.
And he swallowed up people whole, like, for this.
Like, God throws punches.
Especially in the Old Testament. That's when he was
God throws punches, man. God don't want us to sit back and lay down. God throws a punch. God had Samson beat down whole armies. What does the guy did? What's Sodom and Gomorrah? God burned down the damn city. God throw punches.
Yeah, he was turning people into pillars of salt and shit.
Yeah, people think God.
What are you talking about? He did stuff.
God's all about love, but hey.
And you know what?
He'll do like, tough love, too.
He come with a wrath, too.
Yeah, God ain't pussy, man.
All those things sound like when they happen to those people, they was like natural disasters that happened to them.
Yeah.
That's all it is because that Bible... is nothing more than a history book.
That's it.
Of what happened before all of us came here.
Exactly.
That's all it is, a history book. Like that pillar of salt stuff, that sounds like volcano lava that chased these people out of the city. And once she looked back,
yeah,
she got caught and got ran over by lava.
Yeah.
She got choked out by smoke and laid down because she couldn't run no more. For real. I don't know, man.
Yeah, but like, this is the time.
Exactly. This is the time, man. Saying something about it if you don't obey.
Yeah. This is what's going
on. You want to find out?
Yes.
Now, that book is also a book of knowledge, not
exactly.
Oh yeah, that's what it's for.
That's exactly what it's for.
It's meant to teach you.
Yeah.
And if people act like the principles in there are bad. Like no, he's spreading love.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Even if you don't believe in it, you can't deny the knowledge you have.
Yeah, it is a bunch of knowledge.
It ain't like it don't make
people
sense.
People take it in and use it for what they want to use it for, and pick and choose what they want to. Go by. Mm-hmm. You can't pick and choose which words you gonna follow and which ones you ain't. Oh, I ain't gonna worry about this over here.
Yeah.
But the Bible said this would you. What about that over there?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
And this, we all gonna fall short, but you at least attempt. Just attempt to follow it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
God knows we all gonna fuck up. He's very well aware.
Exactly. That's why you repent and do your first works over. Your first works is what was pleasing him in the first place.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a whole reason he sent Jesus to die, because he knew we was gonna fuck up.
Right.
So it's okay. You still get up every day and try your best.
Yep.
But we don't want to do that.
Keep on pushing, man.
Keep on pushing.
And stop just praying when it's bad times. Pray it's good times too. Oh, and thank them for everything.
Oh yes, I pray every day.
You don't know if you're gonna wake up today or tomorrow, or you don't know. It's somebody somewhere didn't wake up today.
That's true.
And they probably sitting down in hell for something that could have been fixed.
Oh, you're trying to go hard, ain't you, huh?
Hey, I was about to say hell.
You're trying to go hard.
Hell.
So Tia Lex has got us some trivia questions. She wants to play her new game.
Uh-oh.
Let me get some music for her new trivia questions.
It's more like what if scenarios.
So
let's go, Tia Lexis. What's... So, first question. What cartoon world do you wish you could live in for a week? Tia Lexis. Yes.
I said Powerpuff Girls. And, of course, I'd probably be Buttercup.
No, you would be Mojo Jojo.
He always get his ass beat, though.
And he thinks he knows
it all. I'd probably be Princess Morbucks, because you know I'm spoiled. I get everything I want.
Because you nag till you get it. You don't just take the no for the answer.
Who the hell finna take no for an answer? You stupid.
Nothing. I was going to say something, but I ain't going to say
it. Exactly. Shut your mouth. Next person.
I say Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
He said that in
yeah. I will be sure he said it right now. Super Saiyan on everybody right now. Yes.
At least I'm trying to save the world too.
I will be saving the world too, but I'm doing it the Super Saiyan way. No prisoners. Y'all gonna respect us.
Cause I'm sugar and spice and everything.
No, I am a black Super Saiyan. I'm fucking shit up.
Mixed with chemical X.
I'm fucking shit up. Forget that. Sugar, spice, and everything nice. Nah, my G. I'm blasting niggas.
But they still pack a punch.
Beating
ass. What you talking about?
I definitely
want to
be Goku.
Man, I'm Vegeta on these niggas right now. Bow down to the prince of all Saiyans right now, man. Yes. Damn it. Well, that was...
Next question.
This next question gets a little serious.
If you could go back in time and give your parents advice before you were born, what advice would you give them?
Oh, that's a damn good question.
Yeah.
That's a damn good question.
What advice would I give my parents before I was born?
Well, I already got my answer.
Go ahead.
If I could go back... I would tell my mom that, you know, every child should be treated equally. And, you know, we're allowed to mess up because we're children and we have to learn from our mistakes. And you have to be, being a parent is letting your child learn from those mistakes and not babying them, because I don't want you to baby me. And I would like to be treated fairly, just like the rest of my siblings. And we all should be treated fairly. If you're going to do one way, you should do all of them that way.
Okay, devil's advocate. I'm going to play devil's advocate. Can I play devil's advocate?
Sure.
Okay. Now, as your parent, they don't want to see their child make mistakes. So they're going to try to avoid you having to make those mistakes.
I'm more likely talking about my grown-up self or whatever, because I'm an adult, and don't treat me like a child. That's basically like after, because my mom has this saying, after you 18, I ain't got nothing else to do. I'm not okay then.
So you still feel like you're 18?
Be about what you're talking about.
Well, you're her baby. You're her baby girl. You're the only girl.
Okay, but that's not the point, because she don't treat me like she treat everybody else. She let them talk to her eye over kind of way. And I respect my mama. So my advice to her is not to let some of your kids, because you feel like they you favor them more or whatever. Don't let them run you over. Be the mom that you know you can be, that you was when me and my older brother was coming up, because we don't act like that.
Okay, you
get and they deep. Be running her over.
You get deep over there. Like so you need therapy.
I mean, I'm saying because I don't like it.
Okay, then. Okay, Tia, that's just, you don't like that shit.
I feel like
I'm that mama. Hear this right here. Mom need to hear that right now.
I feel like my mama did the same thing, but my advice to them would be, y'all please, have y'allself stable before I come in this world.
That's a good one.
That's see, it.
Mine would be to not hold me back.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're a mama's boy. I'm not a mama's boy. I was a mama's boy. I'm still kind of a mama's boy.
Still is.
But she kind of lets me go now, but I would say don't hold me back.
Yeah.
Let me out. Just let me be free. I would say, Mom, Dad, don't hold me back. More so to Mom.
Yeah.
I would say, Mom, don't hold me back.
Yeah.
Okay. That was a good little deep question.
That was good.
Go ahead on, Tia, Alexis.
I really dug deep for these questions. Yeah, I was some of them
going to
be fun, but you
got to
be.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, now this last one's going to get real.
Okay, last question. Would you want to live in the world where everyone's thoughts appear as ticks above their head?
Oh, hell yeah.
That's what I said.
Fuck hell.
You want me nervous about that?
No.
About your thoughts? Just read your thoughts.
Yeah, read my thoughts. Because that will let me know how to respond and, you know, maybe not offend some people. Or how to be like, I know what the fuck I'm talking about. You ain't God. God don't like the devil.
Exactly.
I would love that.
That would scratch out some of these people that be talking about, oh, yeah, we do support black people. We got black friends. Like, that's their number one line.
Well,
that's
true. You know what?
In the back of their mind, they be thinking, fuck they black ass.
You know what? You know what? Now
that
I think about it, that probably would be good because it would keep everybody honest.
You exactly. Damn right.
Can't nobody lie if that was going on.
Yeah.
Keep everybody honest.
I feel like that was a good question. Because
yeah, I was kind of skeptical about that, but yeah, now you say I'm like, oh yeah.
When you think about honest. It, the benefits of that
would be
awesome.
Yeah.
That would be lovely.
Yeah. I mean, probably not when you're doing a job interview because, you know, in the back of your head, you're thinking, bitch, I need this job because you know I need some money.
And when he said no, hey, listen.
That's why they
want to
put them chips in our ass.
Chase Bubba probably is going to be on the top of our
head. They the only ones can read it. But we'll see them like...
Yeah, I want to like. We should have it set up where like you can like do personal messages to this person. Like, I don't want nobody else to read this.
Right, right.
Just send it to this person right here.
But they already did it on the phone.
Yeah, send it to this girl right here.
Slowly but surely coming real.
Yeah, I want this girl to know I want to hit that.
The old girl that looks so.
Right.
Yes. Read this, baby.
Look, she be texting you back like.
Think about it. All right, now.
I get off at
I'll be back.
Right.
Grab us a bottle.
Okay, I'll be waiting.
All right, babe. Just text me.
Right.
I can read your thoughts.
I'm ready.
All right,
I'm on the way.
I already read your thoughts, babe. I'm already outside. Condoms and everything.
God damn, boy. That must be some
2050
shit right there. Because they're going to come from the phone to our head, man.
We streaming our thoughts.
Oh, my God.
They're going to use brainwaves. Just
right.
Oh, they're going to try. They're going
to
do this shit one day.
Right.
Well, Elon Musk said we need to be robots or Android or some shit, he was saying. That dude right there.
Yeah, he's
different,
he's
man.
Ahead of his time.
That dude is different, man.
Yeah, he's ahead of his
time. I feel like he looks at everybody else as like dummies.
Elon Musk.
I dumb.
Have you just seen him sit down and just talk to people? He talks to everybody else like, you are so dumb, and I'm so much smarter than you.
Right.
That's how he talks to people.
I think that's how I be talking to people sometimes.
You do talk to people like that. Like, you just so much intelligent than them.
I mean, because I do be knowing a lot of stuff. You talking to a person that has never opened none of their books for school, but I'm passing.
I think not.
That shit is common sense to you?
I mean,
what about the respiratory class?
Oh, I ain't in that, but I help him with his work.
Okay.
If he got a question, I can answer it.
Yeah.
But I don't know nothing about that. I just trust God gonna give me what I need.
Yeah.
Say faith without works is dead. You gotta do some kind of work.
I do the work. I just don't.
You don't open the book.
No, because I don't need to open the book.
Okay then, Miss Thang. You know it all. You know what all
I'm
my G.
I'm pretty sure if I needed to open the book, I would. Like, when I was taking my accounting class, of course I opened the book then, because, you know, I needed the book. Because I'm not good with formulas and stuff like
I'm
that.
I'm not either. I hate formulas.
Those equations, boy, they used to take up about 3-4 pages.
Shit.
Damn.
Fuck algebra and all that shit.
But I know, right?
All I need is 1 + 1.
Right. Because there's always
count
2.
His money right. I'm going to be all right.
Yeah, this ain't baby to count my money.
Start
yeah.
trying to add interest and interest rates and
percentages and shit.
And I'm like, damn, shit. Mm-hmm. You mean to tell me they took out 18%?
Yeah.
This shit, 18%, and I ain't getting no money like these YouTubers. All
right.
We can talk about that too. The black YouTubers or whatever, like, the law that they passed or whatever, where they basically filtering the information to us. Because, you know, back in the day when we used to be able to go and look and research the stuff about the Illuminati and all stuff like that, when you go back and try to find those same videos,
oh, they cut all this shit out.
It only be like 1 or 2 of those videos. They just filter you a bunch of other bullshit that ain't got nothing to do with it.
Oh, they started filtering that shit out
and,
now.
And abuse black YouTubers. Views are going down. And they fucking over these people money. And you know they take like... Okay, because you supposed to get $1 per view. So if you get 1 million views, that's supposed to be $1 million. But you only seeing like $5,000 from that. And they
yeah,
getting
that's,
the
that's
rest.
How they, that's how they do the movies with people now.
Why the fuck Jay-Z told y'all to come to Tyler?
I think he had a. I'm sure he has a plan with that.
He was trying to get all black folks to come right here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you this information.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all can be quiet about this, we can do this real good. Yeah. I will give you all this knowledge, all the videos, all the music y'all need for us. Get the fuck away from that shit. That's why you don't see Jay-Z videos on none of that shit.
Yeah,
only
none of
thing
that.
You see on there right now is the Reasonable Doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Because these country-ass motherfuckers, Dame Dash and Biggs, still didn't want to sell him the masters to that because they were so scared their money was going to be gone after that.
Well, that's a conversation for another podcast. We running out of time, y'all. We appreciate y'all.
Thank y'all so much. And I hated the name drop that. I do not own the rights to Dame Dash, Kareem Biggs, or Jay-Z name. And I don't even know why I said that shit.
Well, I enjoyed this episode, guys.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
Ready to sign off? This has been Muff. This episode 59, too.
Now,
I know the episode.
And it's been real. It's your girl, T. Alexis.
We out. We'll see you next time.